According to USDA's latest cattle on feed report, which was released this past Friday, the number of cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. totaled 10.7 million head on August 1st, and that's 1% above August 1 of last year. Placements of feedlots during July totaled 1.92 million, 10% below 2011, while marketings of fed cattle during July totaled 1.91 million head, slightly below last year. But some wonder whether the drought is resulting in a flood of cattle going into feedlots, as Gary Crawford tackles that question.
Right now, the nation's cattle feedlots have 1% fewer animals in there than August a year ago, and a new Agriculture Department report says producers placed 10% fewer animals into feedlots this July compared to July last year. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham says you have to remember, though, that last year, in July, drought-stricken Southern Plains producers had sent record numbers to feedlots, leaving 3% fewer animals outside those feedlots this summer. The pressure is on, of course, though, for producers in this year's much wider drought area to send many cattle into feedlots. Shagham says, though, it appears producers are trying desperately to hold on to animals.
In many cases, producers are looking to see what forage they might have available, and siled product, or corn that has been chopped into silage, for instance, or whether some areas do have some forage available.
So as far as judging the effects of this year's drought on cattle producers' plans, Shagham says it's too early to tell. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And I'm Randall Wiseman on the Southeast AgNet.